The litany in 2 Timothy 3 is unbelievable. It reminds me of what we see today. Only the most newsworthy things are on this list. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. Avoid such people. Avoid those people because they're bad for you. What do we do? But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Persevere. This is what Paul is saying. You are either going to be afflicted from within or from without, sometimes both. You're either afflicted from within by fighting the fight against the old Adam that lives within you, still, until we die, or you're going to be afflicted from without, persecuted by those who hate Christ and therefore hate his people. It's a lose-lose situation if you don't consider that Christ has the victory and has promised his body the resurrection. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.